Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there, wandering across a cauterized landscape, past a buzzard's gun-black eyes and the tentative knuckle of a dune rising to interrogate the horizon. Footfalls eaten by the wind, like a man willingly loitering under an accusing sun that burns like an ignored truth. Quietly grateful for a beautiful sky to die under, so I can present to you the meticulously gritty, Pulitzer Prize-winning Cormac McCarthy novel that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, just sometimes, I huff a whippet and down a box of children's chewable Claritin when I then smash a stolen ambulance into a local library and let my raccoon walk across the computer keyboards until it cranks out the Fugitive Trash Panda Manifesto of News that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
First Meanwhile of Season 8. First Meanwhile of Season, very special night. Meanwhile, according to new research, at least half of American workers say they're quiet quitting. Quiet quitting is a term that gained popularity this year on TikTok. That means mentally checking out from a job and doing the bare minimum at work. Now, normally, I'd have a joke here, but whatever. Do I have to read the rest of this, or can I just stop right here? I have to keep going, okay. Meanwhile, two Air France pilots were suspended after fighting in the cockpit, literally coming to fisticuffs. That is an in-flight announcement I would like to hear. This is your captain speaking. You may feel turbulence as I kick the caca out of my copilot, Jean-Pierre, who evidently thinks it's okay to text someone's girlfriend less than 24 hours after they break up. Even with the courtesy of proposing a ménage à trois. I got you, dog. Middle of that bit, I bit my tongue again. Meanwhile, despite nearly 100 reported cases of E. coli at Wendy's across 6 states, the CDC has given the okay to go to Wendy's. Really? Guess that explains the CDC's new slogan, we're kind of busy with COVID and monkeypox. Just eat whatever, you animals. The outbreak is still being investigated, but so far the E. coli seems to have been traced to Wendy's products that contain romaine lettuce. That's why when I go to Wendy's, I stick to the safe, healthy items like the Baconator. You hear me, lettuce? You know you suck when you're more dangerous than a food that is a combination of the words bacon and the Terminator. It's a sandwich that was sent back in time to kill you. Meanwhile, Baconator. Meanwhile, I was off the air for a few weeks, and during that time, I missed one or two things, one of which was the sudden stardom of Corn Kid Tariq. Now, for those of you who missed it, Corn Kid Tariq went viral for his interview about how much he loves corn.
For me, I really like corn. I love corn.
I mean, then look at this then. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing.
Do you think everyone should be eating corn?
No, not everyone has to like it to be the best.
Can you describe corn to someone who's never tasted it before?
A big lump with knobs.
That is absolutely adorable. And I am excited. I'm excited to announce that there's an update to the story because over the weekend, South Dakota named Tariq its official Cornbassador. I mean, that's lovely.
That's
lovely, but come on, Cornbassador? Lieutenant Colonel was right there. Meanwhile, a man in a pumpkin boat paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River in an attempt to beat a world record. That record, most drowned man.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.